everybody. Welcome to Take Two Radio. I'm Pam, your host, and with me tonight I have Sabina. Hello, Sabina.
Hello. Good evening, everybody. You sound
at Dracula
like...
time.
I was going to say, you almost sounded like Alfred Hitchcock just then.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how to do zombie talk, which our guest is known to do, but I figured Dracula could be close enough.
Uh-huh.
Do you know how to do zombie talk?
No idea.
Well,
I didn't know they had
no
a talk.
Well, I'm sorry for the confusion with our show tonight. Seth had originally canceled earlier today due to personal reasons. And then just a little while ago, he said, guess what? I'm home. I can do it. So that's why we got it back up. And we're just waiting for him to call in now. And I know you tweeted him the phone number again, right, Sabina?
Yep, I did. And I just got to tweeting him again and saying, where are you?
Well, for our listeners, our guest tonight is Seth Peterson, if you didn't know that. So just in the meantime, until he calls in, I wanted to let you all know you can follow our show on Twitter at Take Two Radio, and that's the number two. Sabina and David, who are my co-hosts, you can follow them at Take Two Radio Crew. And also, I have Dawn co-hosting with me every now and again, and you can follow her at Dawn Take Two Radio. Visit our websites for any upcoming guests, previous podcasts that you've missed, and lots of other things. It's at take2radio.com. Follow us on Blog Talk, so you'll get an email every time we schedule a guest, and you'll be able to attend, and you won't miss it, in case you didn't see a tweet or a Facebook post or something. And Seth is saying he's on the phone. Why can't I hear him? Sabina, do you see him?
I don't. Blog Talk is also having issues tonight, so.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be a fun evening, I can tell already. I'm trying to refresh my page here to see if I see Seth, because I don't as of yet.
Here.
Yes, do you see him?
I am refreshing. No,
oh, you're refreshing
yet.
Too.
It's
well, and
waiting.
While we're waiting for this, you can follow Seth on Twitter at Seth Peterson, LA. Because he's in LA. What the heck is going on here? I do apologize for all this confusion and technical difficulties. Seth, if you're there, just hang on.
Yeah. It's still wanting to
refresh. That's all right. Mine just told me the web page is not available.
Oh, really? Nice. My little green thing is still spinning up in the left corner. And it's still
at least
waiting.
You got that. Okay, yay, mine finally came up. So I think now that there's this phone number here and it's spinning around, Seth, are you dizzy yet?
Dizzy?
Yeah, because when I was clicking on your button to pick up your call, you were just spinning around and around and around.
Well, yeah, no, I'm incredibly dizzy. Why would you? It was like I was on the floor. You just kept kicking my heel and kicking my heel over and over. I was like, but my hat, I love that hat. I'm wearing a white hat today. Come on, give me a break.
Maybe it was your shoes aren't red, are they?
No, I'm wearing white shoes and a white hat.
Oh, well, see, that's what it is. You just threw
and
everything off.
If I was
off.
A zombie, I'd be able to tell you about it, you know, and zombie talk. It'd be,
yeah.
It'd be quite entertaining. It would
I
sound like
what
this.
That sounds like.
Which is perfect translation for stop making me spin on the floor, please.
Okay. Well, if everybody hasn't guessed yet, our guest tonight is Seth Peterson, Most know him from his role of Nate Weston on Burn Notice or Robbie Hansen on Providence or on Twitter as Mr. Zombie. So,
that is
welcome,
not my, my Twitter name, Mr. Zombie. I don't want anyone to go looking for me under the name Mr. Zombie because I'm sure you'll find Mr. Zombie, but I can't be held accountable for his views, thoughts, or actions.
Right. Well, I did give out the correct Twitter name earlier, Seth Peterson, LA.
No, I heard you. I was there the whole time, spinning.
Yeah.
How's it going, Wendy?
It's funny because Blog Talk is actually, I think, having issues because every time you go to refresh something, it just takes forever. It just takes the page away. So every once in a while, things like that happen.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, I've been entertained as best as a spinning person could be. So it's all good. It's all good. No worries.
I'm glad. So when you're walking down the street or in a store, what character are you most recognized at? What name do they yell at you?
Nate.
Me?
Mostly.
Oh.
Nate, yeah. And quite oftentimes they also, hey, you! We went to high school together. Like,
but they can't
think
of your name?
But you're only 26.
Oh.
I don't think it's possible. Yeah. I think I look like the guy next door.
Oh. Yeah, you could probably kind of. But I think
You're
cuter than my guy next door, so.
Oh, I probably kind of, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think
you probably kind of are. Because, see, I've only got one next door neighbor. The other side of mine is the street, so I know you're definitely cuter than the street.
Oh, well, that's very, that's quite a compliment. I have to say I haven't been complimented like that. Like at least half an hour when.
Yeah, right?
There was a zombie screaming, hey, you look just like the street. And I was like, that's impossible. Zombies can't talk.
Well, you actually, though, were, what, like a vampire on that web series. You made your special appearance on there. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun. I did enjoy the vampire getup. Probably one of my favorite little outfits that I came up with it myself. Good times.
Well, it was very good. How did you get hooked up with them?
Well, you know, through Twitter, just like everything in real life happens. I don't think there's a need for agents or
representation
or anything anymore now, really. They just call you up and say, hey, would you do it? And they go, yeah!
Yeah!
That's awesome, Seth. Hello there. This is
Hello.
Sabina.
If you haven't figured it out, it's Sabina.
Yeah.
Sabina! I've been calling you Sabine all this time.
Uh-huh.
Sabine?
Yeah, don't worry.
Sabine. Sabine.
Yeah. That's because it's the German spelling pronunciation. Nobody can get it right, so you're not the first. Won't be the last.
Well, I know your face, Sabina.
Yes.
I know your face.
Yes, yes.
And now your voice
so,
as well.
Yeah. Wow, which question do I want to go to first?
I don't know. I'm going to try to read your mind.
You're flabbergasting her.
I know. I have this effect on everyone named Sabina.
Okay, I'm sure you don't know any more than just one, but okay. I've actually met a few, but anyway. Actually, since we're talking about zombies, and I have a question about, besides the obvious, The Walking Dead, which I'm sure you would love to guest star on, and we'll work on that for sure. What other TV show would you like to guest star on?
Game of Thrones, I guess, would be my second choice. Breaking Bad also would be in the top five. And, you know, just for fun, probably Shameless would probably have one of the more outlandish, dirty, disgusting parts that I'd relish rolling around in the mud with some of the leads on that show. That show is hysterically disgusting.
Is that a cable show? I haven't seen that.
Yeah, there's this thing called cable.
Okay.
It's actually available for most people, probably, and Burn Notice was also on cable. I don't know if you...
Oh, yeah. I think I watched it once or twice.
You might want to go to the cable thing.
Yeah.
What all the kids are doing now.
No regular prime time networks then, huh?
As far as what I watch, no, I don't. I can't. I'll be honest, I don't watch network TV at all, unless I'm at my grandma's house, and then I'm watching Dr. Phil or, the news, which is her favorite show.
Well, I like watching Dr. Phil. I'm not necessarily happy with watching news all the time because it's nothing but bad news, so I like to laugh and be entertained.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And so Dr. Phil does that for you? He fulfills that?
Yeah, he cracks me up sometimes with
his
look.
He's hilarious.
He rolls his eyes. He tells people
mm-hmm.
off, you know.
Yeah.
I love that. He's like Judge Judy of the
psychiatrists,
you know.
Right. Well, actually, you know what? Judge Judy is funny. I think that I love Judge Judy with passion, as a matter of fact. I haven't watched her. I don't know that she's still on. I remember her last contract was something ridiculous, and I thought, well, she's not going to need to work much longer after this. But I was in the audience once of Judge Judy.
You were?
And she
shushed
me and gave me a vicious look. And
uh-oh.
Ever since then, me and her, we just haven't been seeing eye to eye. You know what I mean?
Oh.
But that's how much I loved her. I actually did stand out there online. And I got to ogle Judge Judy live and in person. And her shushing me was probably the highlight of my life.
I know, right?
mm-hmm.
She doesn't do that too often, except to the people that she's grilling. So you were special.
Right, well, I was laughing, and I happen to have kind of a really loud, like, jackal laugh.
Mm-hmm. That, why does that happen?
Something like that. It's incredibly distracting. It's also not good in the zombie apocalypse, you know, because I find the funny in almost everything.
Right.
I see one zombie coming at me. And then next thing you know, there's a horde of zombies, and then everybody's blaming me for it. I don't know why.
Right. Well, when Nate was killed off of Burn Notice, there was a Twitter uproar of which I was part of. What did you think of it as you were relatively new to Twitter at that time?
Somebody said that I was... What? My son is really doing some interesting things. He doesn't respect the fact that we're having an interview at all. They said that I was trending.
Yep, you were trending.
I had to die to trend. And
yep.
How many more times will I have to die? Please, no more. Please, let that be the last time I trend during death. Hopefully I'll trend for a better reason.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, but I thought that was so cool with people that were behind you and we all trying to get you back on, and it just, you could tell how much they loved you and that character.
Yeah, no, thank you. It actually was a real turnaround. They hired, initially the part was supposed to be an older brother who was like a real loser. They changed it to a younger brother who was a real loser. I was really grateful. And then... They hated me so much on the show as far as the audience. They complained and wrote about me on the forum and said that, you know, they wouldn't watch if I was on the show anymore.
Get out of town.
No, I swear.
For real?
Yeah, they said I degraded the show and which was an amazing compliment, you know, if you think about it. It's just means I really did a good job.
Yeah, exactly.
Being that really yucky brother that you wish you didn't have. And Matt Nix, he's, you know, me and him became friends, and he wanted the character to stick around, so he kind of softened him up a little bit, and over time, we went over the audience, and it was a very nice journey, and at the very end, obviously, you know, it shook people, and I thought it was a really great episode. I thought it was a really good scene. I don't want to ever do it again. We'll watch it again as long as I live. That's how good it was.
Yeah.
But,
I was upset. I hated when they killed you off. Oh, my gosh. When they shot you, that was not nice.
Mm-mm. Yeah, well, see, they didn't shoot me. That's the other thing that some people don't know.
Right.
Was, yeah, like my supposedly my innards were to explode because the impact with the guy who did get shot was so, you know, the caliber of the gun that was used was so powerful that I died of internal bleeding, which was, I think, somehow the name of the episode was supposed to explain that to you, but most people weren't paying attention to the name of the episode.
No.
back to your question, to be honest, I thought I was going to lose followers because I was no longer on the show, and it had the exact opposite effect. I was flabbergasted by the amount of support that I got. All of a sudden, my followers doubled, and people were just like telling me how much they really love my contribution to the show, and I was very surprised by the amount of support and upset, really, by the fans.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you can say anything, but did anybody from Burn Notice say anything to you about all of us tweeting them?
No, actually, I don't talk with them very much anymore.
Okay.
At that time,
I thought they would tell you, tell your fans to back off.
No. Nobody bothered to say that to me.
Aww.
But, you know, I'm generally the kind of guy that I go the opposite way of almost everything that anyone ever tells me anyway, so they probably do.
Yeah.
And if they said something to back off, I'd be out there like,
hit them harder.
Triple them up, hit them twice as hard.
What was your favorite storyline when you were on there?
Can you hear the ruckus? Or are we okay?
No, we're fine.
Okay, because they're watching something upstairs that I just bought this like insane entertainment system that literally rocks the house when the kids watch their cartoons and their shows.
Oh, don't even worry about it. I know exactly what you mean. I've got a bunch of people here, and it's very hard keeping everybody quiet.
No doubt. Well, there's no keeping my children quiet. I'm kind of the same way.
Yeah.
But my favorite storyline probably was Brotherly Love, the one where I was pretending to be the car thief and helping them retrieve the stolen car that was filled with heroin, and I got to assume another identity as, you know, a friend who was, I don't even remember the name of my character. I got the worst memory, but I got to wear the black suit, and there's a lot of cool pictures from that episode, and he was like, I'm Johnny, and the guy's going to, you know, get your car back. And I said, I'm the guy who's going to help the guy. He's going to help the guy, maybe help you get your car back. But there's no heroin in there anyway, so you're all dead. So there it is. Nah, so ain't her. It was pretty cool. It was a pretty cool episode. That was probably my favorite one ever.
That's awesome.
Yep.
So actually, who has been your favorite actor to work with in the past?
On Burn Notice or overall?
Overall. Or if it's from Burn Notice, you know.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm going to have to say Melina Canikreese.
Oh, yeah.
I played her brother in Providence.
Yes,
and,
I remember that.
You know, yeah, she's got this really amazing way of bringing out whatever it is that needs to be brought out, whether, you know, if it's not there, she'll just find it somehow, like via any little compliment or, you know, sing a little song. I'm just doing a podcast interview. If you could, you need to get over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Yeah, she will, like, just kind of talk to you in character, off to the side, and kind of bring you right exactly where you need to be. She's also a lot more beautiful than Michael Weston.
Yeah.
She's really just sweet as sugar. She's really amazing. I'm gonna put her right up there, and I'm gonna say 1A and 1B. Sharon Gless would probably be my next favorite choice. She is just amazing. She's so sweet. She's so kind and caring, and we developed a really great relationship. It was almost like having another mom, you know.
Aww.
Right. Yeah. That's sweet. So I was wondering if you keep in touch with all your Providence co-stars.
Well, actually, Melina just followed me last week on Twitter. She just joined Twitter, and she's doing, I think she's doing a movie with The Rock called Snitch, which just came out, and yeah, so we've been DMing and chatting and whatnot. Mostly, I kept in touch with a lot of the crew members.
Oh, yeah?
That goes.
The
Rock
was
awesome to work with, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He was really cool. I don't know if you know who he is.
Which one? I'm sorry.
Tim Roth. He was nominated for an Academy Award for Rob Roy. He was in a lot of Quentin Tarantino movies.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times we see faces that, you know, but we don't necessarily know their name.
Yeah.
I probably would recognize his face almost immediately, but the name, yeah, that happens a lot.
And once I did do a show with Burt Reynolds, and he pulled his gun out on the director, and he said, "I swear to God, if this thing were loaded, I'd shoot you right now." And I'd have to put, just because of that moment in time, I'd bump him up to 1D.
Oh, that's awesome. What is he like? I mean, is he really nice, down to earth, or funny?
Yeah, he is. He's a super nice guy. Definitely nice guy, you know, but the problem is he was a football player in college, and so he's had, like, a lot of injuries over the years. Like, those injuries kind of piled up, and he ended up, you know, having just, like, he's always in pain constantly, you know, so he can get a little grumpy.
Well, I know a lot of those injuries were, you know, from football and that too. So,
yeah, that's what I was referring to.
Yeah,
yeah. But not to me. I mean, you know, just like kind of in general. But he uses it. I think he uses it really well.
So, what actor would you like to work with now that you have not worked with yet, and why?
Well, right now, I guess I've worked with any of the actors on The Walking Dead. And why? Because I really want to be on The Walking Dead.
Okay, well, we definitely have to work on that, because that's filmed here in Georgia. So you'd be coming here to Georgia to film that.
Oh, you know, in that case, you can tell them that I can work as a local hire, and I'll sleep on the couch.
And here I thought Sabina was going to be the stalker.
No, I'm a stalker. Let's just put it right out there and tell the whole world about it.
Yeah.
Thank you for the compliment. Stalker to me just means really, really dedicated fan. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right.
Or someone who loves your couch. I don't know, one or the other.
Right.
I don't know how comfortable it is, but yeah, you're more than welcome.
Thank you.
So what exactly drew you to the world of zombies? Because you were definitely really, really interested in the zombie world.
Yeah, it was The Walking Dead entirely. I had absolutely no interest in zombies or horror, or gore, or anything until I watched the pilot. And I had to watch it twice to figure it out, kind of like a Beck song. Like, you have to go a second time and give it another go because you're not really sure if you like it or not. And, I mean, it just captured me right away. I was, like, completely drawn in. And I'm going to be doing a horror movie of my own. Actually, I guess it'll be my second, my third. I don't know. I've done a few independent, like, horror movies. And I don't know. I really found a love for it. Now I just, like, when I see zombies, it's like, why do you love zombies so much? Because they're cool. And why do you want to kill them? Because it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, I have a Twitter question from Dorothy. She goes by, what does that say, Dr. Danily. And she says she's been trying to call in, but she can't get through, so obviously it's still another tech problem. She said, ask Seth what character has he played that is most like his real self?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, wow. Ooh. I'm going to say the Apache helicopter pilot from Godzilla.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I try to get away from him. That's what I would do in real life. No, to be honest with you, I mean, I think both parts that I played on TV, as far as Robbie Hansen and Nate Weston, you know, they're kind of, they're really based on myself, other than, you know, the fact that they can't ever get anything done right. But that's my cadence. That's the way I talk. That's the way I kind of behave. I'm silly. I'm just kind of offbeat a little bit, not your normal kind of guy. And I'm the kind of guy that you don't like at first, but I kind of wear you down to where you almost have to. Like, oh,
I don't
yeah,
think that's
mm-hmm.
true. I think most people like you. I don't see anybody that doesn't like you.
Lies!
You're fun. You're so much fun and you're funny. So,
yeah.
You have to like you. You make it difficult not to.
Well, I really
yeah,
appreciate the compliment.
And you're one
thank
of the
you.
Few that answers, like, every single tweet.
Yes.
Are you trying to tell me there's someone else who does it? Because you said one of the few, which implies there's someone else who's actually
well,
doing
if,
that.
Let's put it this way. If there are others, I'm not aware
mm-hmm,
of
mm-hmm.
them, but I am
mm-hmm.
assuming.
Oh, you're not aware of them.
I'm
not
assuming.
Aware of them. Ah, ah, ah. Yeah. There goes the jackal laugh again. Yeah, no, I absolutely do. I try my best to return all the tweets that anybody, if anyone had asked me a question, I do the best I can. But I just kind of feel like it's rude to ignore people. Why would you not tweet back to people who are tweeting you? You know what I mean?
Oh, you are fantastic.
Yeah, but we don't even take that as rude. You know, when we know when you are superstars, you have a million zillion followers, and it's not easy to tweet every single person back. I mean, me just being a plain old person,
I
miss a lot of tweets.
I challenge you. Oh, I challenge 1 million zillion people to follow me and see what happens.
Okay. All right. You hear that, listeners?
Okay. You hear that?
Yeah, I'm on board.
Gauntlet has been thrown down. 1 million zillion of you should be following me within the next 15 minutes. That's when I give up on Twitter.
Ah, there you go. Now, don't be surprised.
Now, I don't understand this because I know for firsthand, and I won't name any names, that a lot of people that are on Twitter don't actually return their own tweets. So you'd think that if you have an assistant sitting there returning tweets or looking at your Twitter, you'd be able to accomplish that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I guess,
like,
you know, you just got to dedicate that time to do it.
Right. Well, that's true. But I've really come to think of the people that follow me on Twitter not as people on Twitter. I think of them as friends.
Right.
And if, you know, somebody called me, I'd call them back. Just the same way if somebody sent me a tweet, I'd tweet them back. That's just the way I am. Silly. I'm just silly.
Well, another update, speaking of Twitter, I have a tweet from Mason72, M-A-Y-S-A-N.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Said, trying
yeah,
to call
just,
in.
Just, he got the very first signed copy of my poetry book, a collection.
Ah, that's cool. Well, he said he was trying to call in, but it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Guess it has to do with me being in Sweden. Oh, wow.
You're
in
Sweden?
Sweden.
Oh.
Who's in Sweden?
Mason.
I don't believe it.
That's what he just said.
I'm not even sure Sweden's an actual place. I don't think it really exists. Say it's there. You've heard about it. But then they're neutral about all. Ooh, very neutral about that. How can you really be neutral about stuff all the time? Everything? I don't believe in Sweden. I'm sorry. Prove to
well,
me there's a
Sweden.
Well,
since you brought up your book.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about Eclectic. and where did the name come from, what kind of poetry and whatnot is in there?
What not is in there? Okay, well, you won't find any prostitutes in there.
Mm-hmm.
You won't find any Volkswagens in there, but you will find poetry, and I write lots of it. I've been writing poetry for a very long time, I guess 20-something years, maybe.
Okay,
and
so since you were born.
Right, yeah, since I was born. And I put my poems in. I kind of write like a bunch of different styles. I don't have like a set way of writing. I never took writing as, you know, as far as a course in any kind of educational format. I never studied anything about poetry. I just kind of started writing my own poetry, and sometimes I'd write about something specific, like something that happened to me or a feeling that I had, or sometimes I just, you know, do a kind of, I call it like a free-form poetry, where I just literally put the pen on the paper and I just write things that come out and onto the page aren't even cohesive at all most times. And then I go back through and I chop them up into sections and I'll put them into either random thoughts or I'll make a poem out of it somehow. But like it's kind of its own creation. It just kind of creates itself. I'm just like the conduit. So a lot of the poems are diverse. It's kind of like it's like a collection of my poetry, but it's an e-book, right? So it's e-collection.
Oh, okay.
It's actually
that
the name
sense.
Of the book. So the book is e-collection. And that's basically it. And I had chosen what I believe to be, I wanted to put in more poems, but the person who made the book for me informed me that I had a cap. And so I was only allowed to do 50 pages. So I did 48 poems and then 2 pages of what I like to call random thoughts, which a lot of times are these pieces from poems that I can't use. Because, you know, either they don't fit the feel of the poem or, you know, they're like little tidbits left over, and so
well,
I just
little
write them
extras
down on,
for them.
Yeah.
Little extras. That's all. Yeah.
And I took the best of all that I could find, and I shoved it into one book, but, you know, unfortunately, I kind of realized after I'd actually written the book and it was printed and I got my hands on it, that the stuff that I've been writing now is a lot better than the stuff that I had written previously throughout my earlier years. And I kind of feel, man, you know, I should probably make another one, because I just feel like my poems that come out today are just superior for some reason.
Well, there's, uh-huh. You know, there's nothing wrong with writing the second book. I mean, you should put out as many as possible. I'm sure that people will buy them. As a matter of fact, Mason, who said their name is really May.
May, okay, I know,
yeah,
I know who that is.
Seth
okay,
is
all right.
My
now
hope.
I believe in Sweden again, because I remember she tweeted some pictures of her on a pony, and that was my first concern, was that, you know, I don't believe in ponies, because it was got a pony, really. And then she proved it. You know, she said, this is a pony, and I own it. And I was like, well, okay, I gotta step up and admit when I'm wrong. There is a thing called a pony. And then some beautiful countryside where she lives, and that's, I guess, she claims it to be Sweden. I'm gonna take her for her word.
Okay. Well, she says that Seth is my poetry inspiration. I write poems too.
Yes, she's a really amazing poet, and I think that she can make a book. Is I buy it. That's for sure. My other friend Luis Costa also writes poetry books, and I've got one of his. He's got another one that just came out. I'm gonna get that one. And it's really funny that actually the only reason I wrote the collection is because of Twitter. I had completely stopped writing poetry for at least a decade. And when I got on Twitter, I was like, well, I mean, what is it that I'm going to be able to put here on this thing, you know, that's somehow unique or different, or, you know, I could say, hey, that's me, that's my stamp or whatever. And I thought, no, I've got all these books of poems, and I could just kind of tweet out these poems, and people kind of enjoyed reading them, and the feedback that I got was really great. So I just started writing poetry again, and it wasn't until Twitter that was, again, part of my life. So I'm really grateful.
That's fantastic.
Well, it helps. I mean, it makes fans happy as well to see another side of you and get to read your book and have something physically in their hand if they don't buy it off of iTunes.
Right, right. I do get a lot of feedback, though, that, you know, people are really concerned. They read something and they're like, oh, that's so depressing. And I'm not really sure if they can grasp the fact that, you know, some of it's not really how I feel exactly. It's like a story or
at,
you know,
that moment, even,
right,
because poetry can be made up of many different emotions, you know?
Right, but some of the poetry I wrote 15 years ago, and I posted, oh, God, I'm so sorry you're feeling that way. I'm not actually feeling that way. 15 years ago, I felt that way.
Right.
But, you know, any kind of reaction that you get from poetry, it's really nice to know that people are reading it at all.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I have Miranda. She says, what's Seth's favorite quote of all time from anything?
From anything? All right. 9-year-olds, dude. That's my favorite quote of all time.
9-year-olds, dude?
Yep. From The Big Lebowski, my favorite movie of all time.
Oh.
Oh,
okay.
And that is one of the lines that always sticks out in my mind. 9-year-olds, dude. Taken out of context, it's probably not as hilarious as when John Goodman said it.
I love John Goodman, too.
Yes, he was really, really nice. He signed my copy of The Big Lebowski. I have
a lot of
it's one of the things I do is if I work with someone really amazing and somebody who's had an effect on me, I'll bring whatever the DVD is that is my favorite one, and I'll ask them to sign it. So I didn't actually work on anything with him, but I was supposed to do some ADR, like looping. I don't know if you know what that is, but basically you go into a soundstage and, like, talk over yourself because the sound got messed up.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So they said, well, John Goodman's going to be doing a session, and would you accommodate him and move your session to half an hour later? And I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. And I sat out there like a stalker with my copy of The Big Lebowski, and he was so cool. He was really nice, signed it for me, and we had a nice little chat. It was a really cool time, too.
He seems like he'd be a lot of fun to hang out with, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. Guy that I'd love to go bowling with.
Yeah.
Well,
we have some callers on hold. Would you mind talking to a couple of your peoples?
Not at all, please.
Okay. Well, the first one up is going to be area code 740. You're live on the air. Say hello, Seth.
Hi, Seth.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. This is Kelly, Wand Girl.
Oh, how's it going?
It's going good. I just wanted to say that I think you'd be awesome in The Walking Dead.
Okay.
And
you live in Georgia?
No, I'm in Ohio.
Oh, God. It sounded like you might be from Georgia. I was going to wonder how big of a wizard couch.
No, because I stay here in Ohio on my couch. I have two couches.
You just lost
two
out,
couches.
Tina.
Okay.
Apparently.
Well, thank you for the compliment. Yeah, the show's really amazing. It's intense. I would love to do it. I mean, God, what an amazing experience that would be.
That's my show. I live for Sundays.
I do, too. The rare thing when the show gets DVR'd and I haven't already seen it by the time it's finished recording.
Exactly. Love it. And thank you so much for all the support that you have given towards me, towards my son, you know, Mateo.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. There's my family. I appreciate it a lot.
Well, it's actually my pleasure, to be honest with you. And you don't have to thank me. That's
awesome.
Something
thank you, Seth.
My pleasure.
I think
absolutely.
You made him
thank
blush.
You.
Oh. Me and my whole family, we adore Seth.
Yeah,
he's so kind and so humble. We just adore him. And thank you for being who you are.
Now I am blushing.
Aw.
Thank you very
good luck
much
with
for
your
those wonderful
poetry.
Compliments. I appreciate it very much. I really do.
You're welcome.
Thanks
Take
for calling
care.
In, Kelly.
Bye.
Bye, Kelly.
Okay, next up we have area code 214.
Yes. Hello.
Are you there? You're
yes,
live
yes,
on the air.
Hello. This is Lovely's Reading from Dallas, Texas.
Hi, how's it going?
Hello. I just want to tell you, you are banging good. I have your
poetry. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it's banging good, man.
I know exactly who you are. Thank you for sending the angels over to watch over my grandma. She's doing fantastic.
Oh, man. I love grandma. I have adopted her. She's in my soul and heart, let me tell you.
I know
I just
it. I
love
believe
both
it.
Of you. And I love your book. I have read it and read it and read it. It is banging good. Seth,
thank
man,
you so much.
I got your back, man. I do. This man is hot, man, ladies. Come on. He's banging. He's banging.
This is the kind of enthusiasm that I really got to tell you. You don't get it from, you just can't, where do you find it?
I get it from you. I'm an old
I'm
old
getting
friend.
It from you, girl. You're banging good.
Man, I get it from you.
You're banging good.
You are banging good. This Your Ooh. Book is hot. Man, I want to buy another one. I framed your picture, and I'm going to frame my book. I'm going to get another book.
Okay, well, you know what? I'll write a second one for you.
Man, it has to have banging good in it. I just
I
love you.
I'm going to call
I
it
do,
banging
I love
an
you.
Inflection. Bang it a inflection, banging.
There you
know.
Go.
I'll find a way to get it in there.
Hey, he's my Twitter man. I try to get that Twitter in right before he goes to Twitter jail. I do. I like to squeeze it in.
Yeah, that's the one trick about Twitter jail. It's like you can never really tell exactly how many tweets you're going
to
get.
I know,
out.
Man,
I know
and you are banging good trying to get it in before Twitter jail locks you up.
I do the best I can, but after about 120-some tweets, they stick you in there, that's for sure.
They do. But I don't have to worry about Twitter jail. I only have like 103 followers.
You can tweet all your followers. And you'd be fine.
Yeah.
Every single one.
But man,
you
are jailed too many times. It's not fun.
Are you serious?
It lasts
man.
It lasts anywhere from 15 minutes to 2 hours.
They actually lock your butt up.
Yep.
Oh, man. Girl, you got some banging good energy. You are.
And you know what? I need you to DM me about my uncle again because we never saw that.
And
I'm kind of ready.
Are you? He comes and floats around me when I, like when I was talking about grandma, he floated in my block. Man, I've been blocking him.
Okay, well, I want to hear what he has to say, so please send me some DMs. I haven't even been on Twitter yet.
Man, I wish you would call me and you could block your number. You know. I do a lot of voice meetings.
Know,
I do. You can block your number.
I have had to change my phone number since I started Twitter.
Yeah, but you can block your number.
Banging good.
Wait, maybe you can bang and block that number where you could tell me when you're going to call. Just block it and I'll answer it. It won't show up. It'd just be a blocked number. Yeah.
No problemo. We'll get it done.
Yeah. You both got some banging good energy going here. We can have our own three show here. This is banging good. Yeah.
I'm ready, girl. Yeah. You ain't scaring me.
Yeah. I know. Let's all have a three-way here conversation, that is.
Well, we can't forget Sabina. Sabina's here, too, so we got to have a four-way.
Okay, shout out.
Okay,
oh, more.
That'll
come
be
on.
My first foursome. Don't tell my wife.
Yeah. Foursomes are good. I got some scary energy going here. We got some angels floating.
We can feel it. We can feel it.
Okay, I got a question. Who has some purple on? on. Has anyone got a purple on? Any purple on?
I do.
I have like a reddish purple on.
Wow. All right, good. I had to throw that in there.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm playing with poker chips. They're yellow and purple.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm good. I had to throw that in. I'm banging good.
You're banging good, girl. We all know it's true.
Okay, one more thing.
Oh,
what does 28th mean to anybody here? Out of four of y'all, what does the 28th mean?
Well, I have an interview on the 28th with another guest.
No way.
I haven't. I don't know anything about the 28th.
Okay.
But then again.
28 or 2 or 8?
No.
Either 4 or 8 or 28?
Eight.
It could be 8.
I was juror number 8 last week.
Okay.
Right before they released me from jury duty.
Okay. About a 2? Anywhere with the 2? Birthdays? Anyone with the 2 in the birthday or an 8? Or the second month or the 8th month?
No.
My son, one of my sons has a birthday the 8th month.
The 8th month?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My daughter will be 8 on her next birthday.
Well, here we go. Of age, a 2 in anyone's age? Or an 8 in anyone's age out of all four of you?
Yeah.
I have a 2 in my age.
I have a 2 in my age.
All right.
I don't want to tell you what my age is.
So, well, I don't need to know the age. I just need to know the 2 or an
22.
Do you see how it goes? Bang and good energy. 28.
Mm-hmm.
You see how it all works? See how it works? Banging good, babies. Y'all are awesome. Love it.
Well, you are too, and we thank you for calling in.
Y'all are great. Y'all are great. Much love from Dallas, Texas.
Have a good one and send us some heat.
Thank you.
Hey.
I thought you were English because that's the only thing I could think of that people would be banging. Like I was like bangers and mash or, you know.
No, what happened was how I got it was, I went to Gettysburg. I followed a spirit there. I really did.
Yeah.
Died 49 years ago. It'd be 150 years.
So you're a spirit stalker.
Coming in. No, I was born gifted. I actually am. And so I went on investigation. My team is in New Jersey, and I live in Dallas. Go figure that one. So they have cannonballs there. I'm from Texas, okay? I fell asleep in history, okay? And I've seen a cannonball, a lot of them. Bang, bang, bang was in my head. That's where I got banging.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
that's
where
I got bro from. So it's kind of, that's a really interesting.
Yeah.
I say bro. I don't know if you've ever seen Burn Notice, but that's what I say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway. Yeah. You guys are awesome. Great energy.
Thank you.
Thank you. And
good, girl.
And Twitter world.
Yeah. Have a good one.
All right.
Y'all have a
good
one. Yeah, y'all ahead of me. Here I'm in Dallas. I'm an hour behind y'all. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. Much love from Dallas from y'all. Okay?
Good
love
night.
Y'all.
Much
thank
love, girl.
All right. Good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Next up is area code 312. You're live on the air.
Hi. Hi, Seth.
Hi.
This is Susan. This is Susan Castiel's gal.
Oh, yeah. What's up,
Mike? Hi there. Great.
Hi.
You know, anytime, if you want to commute from Kentucky to Georgia, I am more than happy to put you up in my guest room. It's got a queen bed. It's very comfy.
Oh.
Anyway, and I just want to tell you, I'm really glad that Grandma's doing better. I'm glad
Thank
to hear
you.
It. I've been praying for her.
I am too. Yeah, no, I didn't think I was going to be able to do the podcast tonight just because my general feelings just been really unhappy. And, you know, today the light's back, the spark's back, you know, she's doing so well. And I happened to make it back here at a certain time, and I was just like, I really would love to, you know, do the interview today. It's just like I'm feeling back to myself now.
Is she listening?
Because she's back to herself, which is, you know, she's very, very important to me. I love her so dearly.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I'm so glad. But I want to ask you, I'm making you a gift. Now, is that address that you would that I would write to get a picture? Is that a place I could send it to you?
Yes, yes. It's that's my P.O. box, but there's a little thing that they just put a ticket in there, and then I pick it up wherever they store it in the packing place.
Okay,
so,
right.
Doesn't matter how big it is. You want to make me a guitar or a tank, it's all good, girl.
All right. Well, you know, I'm not real good with the tanks. I mean, I could bake you something, but you'd probably be afraid to eat it because, you know, I expect you don't, like, get baked goods from people. I'm a heck of a baker.
No, but I have been receiving some pistachio nuts in the mail, and I eat those up like hot cakes. They're banging good, girl, I'm telling you.
Oh, I make a really great pistachio icing for cake.
I've never heard of that before.
Oh, I'm very creative, yeah.
I put it on my pistachio nuts and eat it.
Oh, that's an idea.
I just grab a full of pistachio nuts, cover pistachio nuts with the pistachio nut icing, boom.
Pistachio on your coconut birthday cake.
Absolutely. How'd you know about my coconut birthday cake, girl?
Because I asked you once what your favorite cake was, and you told me it was coconut, and I told you I'd send you a coconut birthday cake.
Wow, you are good.
Hey, well, coconut's my favorite. You ask any of my, I have a killer coconut cake recipe.
Yeah.
And you make it in the slow cooker, actually.
Ooh, stop, you're hurting me. I haven't had dinner yet. Ouch.
Oh, well, I'm making a cake right now, too. Oh, so, yeah. So.
Mm.
Okay. Anyway,
okay.
Are we on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, that's what I thought. Okay. All right. Anyway, so glad to touch base with you. Dear Grandma,
yeah,
kiss and a hug for me, okay?
I will. I promise. Thank you so much. It was a wonderful
talking
to you.
Take
Thanks
it
for calling
Bye-bye.
In. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Area code 619. You're up.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
How are you?
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
How are you guys tonight?
Great. How are you?
Good, thanks. My name is Sarah. I'm S.N. Thompson on Twitter.
Uh-huh. Are you the Sarah that works in the police department?
Nope.
Oh, now everybody knows.
I didn't say what police department.
Not from any police department, nope. So I had about 8 really deep things, and then I decided I was going to keep it a little lighter.
Okay.
So I wanted to ask you, since you mentioned Tim Roth, who is totally the man, by the way, one of my favorite actors.
Yeah, no doubt.
And The Big Lebowski, I was wondering, like, you seem to be into movies, and I'm ridiculously into movies, and I was just going to see if you could rattle off a couple of your favorites.
The Big Lebowski is my all-time favorite movie. Just because no matter how many times you watch it, there's always something that you rediscover or you didn't remember or something new pops out at you.
Agreed.
Goodfellas is right up there as well. Carlito's Way is another fantastic film. The Lord of the Rings trilogy is brilliant. God, you know, those are some of my favorite ones right there. I guess I could just keep rattling on. There's actually another really wonderful movie most people have never seen. It's Being There with Peter Sellers.
Oh, yeah.
That movie is magical. I love that film.
Awesome. Yeah, that's
a lot of fun to watch.
Which one?
Peg is hysterical. Hot Fuzz.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't have any idea that the movie was 2 hours and 20 minutes long because you've been laughing the entire time. Plus, Timothy Dalton is in it.
Yeah.
He was a James Bond at one point.
Yeah.
I would love to put any James Bond movie on my top five, even though I love James Bond to death. He's my favorite spy of all time. Just none of the movies could really surpass any of those other movies that I'm talking about. One other fantastic film. I mean, Carlito's Way is another one that I love. And if I'm going to talk about zombies, I guess I'd have to say that my favorite zombie movie is probably Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Have you seen Zombieland?
I did. I saw it once a couple of years ago, but that was really before I got into zombies. I'd have to watch it again to really say what I thought of it. I thought the best part, you know, in the movie that stuck in my mind was the Bill Murray scene.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But I've always been convinced Bill Murray was a zombie ever since Saturday Night Live, so that wasn't really a big surprise to me.
So I know we talked about it real brief on Twitter a couple times, but about Dragon Con in Atlanta, but I was just going to push the subject one more time, only because, you know, as you know now, Walking Dead is filmed there, and that's where Dragon Con is, and the cast is actually at Dragon Con usually. So, you know, just saying, you know, two birds, one stone, you can come meet us and you can, you know, hit up the cast for trying to get on the show.
I got to second that.
You going to do what with that now?
I have to second her comment just now.
I guess I have to buy myself a ticket and sleep on someone's couch and go to Dragon, was it Smiley Con or Dragon Con?
Yeah. Dragon Con.
Oh, right, yes. Well, when it comes to cons, I'm more of a, you know, more of a con. Not so much of a pro con when it comes to cons. And because of my pro con and my con pro, I get so confused. And I always end up at a Subway for some reason or Quiznos. So that's my main issue as far as Dragon Con goes. And, you know, dragons are scary. Dragons are very scary.
I think the two girls would protect you.
Yeah, you'd be well protected.
Okay. All right. Well, I'd attend any event that invited me. Other than that, I'm not really like going out of my way to try to get to cons.
I have connections, Seth. I can hook you up.
Well, if you can get your connection
like
to invite me
like
to the con, I'd be pro.
Awesome.
In a totally, completely non-stalkery way, I have a...
On top of that.
What's that?
I said we could do a quick pro-quo as well. You get me into one, I get you into one.
Well, thank you
very
much.
Come on, ladies. Take them up on it.
I'm going to take you to Grandma Con.
No.
Well, thanks a lot, Seth, for talking to me. I appreciate it. And she'll kill me if I don't say it. She'll totally kill me. Kaltara 13, that's my best friend, Jessica. She couldn't make it tonight, so I just wanted to say that she says hey, and sorry she couldn't make it.
Well, you tell her I said, hi, what's up, girl?
Thanks, Seth. Thanks, guys, everybody. You have a good night.
You're welcome.
Night.
You too.
You're welcome. Good night.
All right, I'm going to try to take this next call because it doesn't have a phone number. It just has something weird next to it, so be prepared. Not sure.
All right.
Okay, hello, you're on live.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh,
you're
cool.
On with Seth.
Hey, Seth, it's Albert. What's it called? You downloaded my video game on the iPhone, and I bought your book.
Right. Yeah, what's up, man? How's it going?
I'm so excited I got to talk to you.
No doubt, me too.
I love the game. Thank you. I'm working on an update for it.
Nice.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, dude, you were so awesome in Burn Notice, and just like when they killed you off, like I was totally not expecting that, and I miss you, and I want to try and see if we can get you back on the show. You know how you're saying, like, Michael has a nightmare? Maybe you can be in his nightmare or something like that?
Yeah. That'd be cool. That would be my ultimate happy thing to do.
Yeah, that'd be
Michael,
awesome.
Killing me. And he didn't even eat the pizza. He threw it on the floor after all that work.
I know, you
and
bought all that
pizza. And I tipped the guy $50.
I remember that. I remember that. Yeah. So I just wanted to say that, like, I'm so glad to talk to you, man. It's awesome.
No, yeah, it's my pleasure. I really appreciate all your support. It's very, very, very well appreciated.
Yeah, and definitely. I hope you like that Burn Notice fan page that I made. With
yeah, absolutely. You know, I tweeted it out, and I'll do it again. Just send me a DM to remind me, and boom, it's done.
All right, cool. And also, I'm going to let you know if I become a finalist on the Burn Notice Science Challenge, because I'm waiting to hear back on that.
Nice.
Yeah, so I think I got a good idea about it. It's going to be pretty cool.
Cool, man. Well, you know, that Matt Nix, he's got some really, really smart brain cells.
Yeah.
So he's hard to win over, but I wish you all the best with that. He is one smart guy, man, when it comes to, I mean, you've seen the stuff he's created.
Yeah, exactly. It's awesome.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, all the best with that, my friend, and thank you so much for calling. It's really great to talk to you.
Yeah, great to talk to you, too. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Okay, well, at least that was a real phone call. It just came in very strange. So next call is area code 270. You're live.
Hello, Seth.
Yes.
Hi, this is Dorothy. Dr. Danley. It's not Dr. Danley. It's Dr. Danley.
Oh, okay.
You're claiming okay. You're not a doctor. Is that what you're saying?
No. Well, I'm a doctor mom. Well,
very
my question
vicious.
To you is, if okay. Lennox and Phoenix decide they want to grow up and be actors, what kind of advice would you give to them?
What advice would I give to Lennon if he wanted to be an actor?
Lennon or Phoenix, either one.
Either one? Well, my daughter wants to do it. I'm pretty sure that she really loves it. She's really great at dancing as well and singing. My advice for her would be, you know, enjoy the hours. If you can get through a day, a 16-hour day, and you feel like you just got there and left, then you're in the right place. That's how it is for me when I get to work. You know, the time doesn't even have any relevance. I never look at my watch. When they call lunch, I can't believe that much time could have possibly gone by. And when the day is over, it's like it's like 15 hours just came and went in a flash.
Aww.
You know, and if that's the kind of experience that she gets, then that's definitely the right place for her to be, or my son for that matter. And I'm looking to my son to basically become a massive superstar. He's got everything there is in there, and my daughter too. I mean, the two of them are just really talented and blessed. I'm really excited to watch them blossom. They're really, really amazing kids.
Okay. And my other question is, I wanted to ask, is how did you and Kylie determine their names? Where did you get Phoenix and Lennon from?
Kylie had decided that she wanted to name her daughter Phoenix when she was in high school.
Cool.
And
cool.
As far as Lennon goes, she... I was really tired one night, and she said, "Hey, what if we named our son Lennon?" And I was like, "Yeah, that's good."
Yeah, okay.
It's really hard to talk into doing things, you know what I mean? So, yeah, she did it all. It was her.
It was all her?
But, yeah,
no,
I mean, the truth of the matter is John Lennon is my idol. You know, he's the best songwriter in the entire universe. He was one of the most incredible personalities. I don't know if you've ever seen Imagine, which is a movie that was made by his wife,
yeah,
Yoko Ono. But, I mean, the movie just filled me with an insight about the person that, you know, you don't ever get to see. It's like an inside peek or look, like you're a fly on the wall back in the past, and you get to sit there like, if you'd have loved Elvis, there is no movie made about Elvis that was like made like a imagine was. And it was like being a fly on the wall throughout a massive amount of years of his life. So I not only respected him, you know, because of his work as an artist, but, you know, the kind of person he was and ultimately how human he was, you know. I mean, he was just like any other person. I learned a lot about that, about how to behave and, you know, how to treat other people from Lennon, John Lennon. And naming my son Lennon just was a no-brainer. Everybody's out there naming their son Dylan anyway. Why can't I name him Lennon?
Right.
That's a perfect name. I've never heard any children named Phoenix and Lennon, and I always thought that was awesome that they had those names.
Yeah, I've heard now four people say, hey, my daughter's name is Phoenix, and two people say, my son's name is Phoenix. So apparently it's catching on.
Yeah, I think he started a trend.
Well, I didn't do it.
Okay, your wife did. Kylie did. Which she was awesome in the movie Sedona, as well as you were, too, of course. But,
thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I've seen everything you've done, and I've loved all of it. So that's why I follow you.
I haven't seen everything I've done. How's that possible?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you.
Fly on your wall that you don't know about.
Oh, is that what that is? That's that son of a gun. I know.
I wanted to ask you about the movie that you made in 76, the child abuse movie that you were in. I think you were like 6 years old. How did that impact you in your acting career?
Actually, it deterred me from wanting to act because I had been given makeup that was, I literally don't remember anything about it. I don't remember any of the scenes or any of the things that I had to do. The only thing I remember was looking in the mirror, and they had given me a big black eye, and I cried and I cried, and I was like,
aww.
I look so horrible. I don't want to be filmed, and this is I don't look good at all. And it was just basically out of pure vanity. I didn't want to do it. They talked me into it anyways, and I did finish my work on it. It was my godmother who actually did that film, who's coincidentally Beck's mother, Beck the musician. They're a pretty big instrumental part of my growing up, and I had a lot to kind of latch on from watching those guys and, you know, hanging out with some of the amazing people that they got to hang out with. But she's a really talented woman. And it wasn't until after I got out of high school that I decided to, you know, pursue the acting career. I really never gave it much thought, but after high school, I was like, well, what am I going to do? And then I was like, oh, acting, yeah, that's what I like. And so then I studied for about the same amount of time as you'd studied to be a doctor before I got my first job, and it's all worked out perfectly.
Well, I was just wondering if that first movie kind of frightened you a little bit to the point where it might have scared you away from acting, but apparently it didn't. But, you know, as a young child, playing a part like that, you know, it's really scary. So I was just wondering how
I don't remember it. I really don't. I have a terrible memory anyway. Where am I? What?
Who am I?
What year? What year? I don't know. It didn't affect me at all.
Okay.
But I had a lot of family there, you know, so it was a very supportive atmosphere.
That's great. I'm glad. Well, I think you're pretty awesome. That's why I follow you. And my daughter, Anna, adores you. And I use her for my little Abby every now and then. So she says to tell you hello.
Hello.
She wanted to steal your headshot you sent me for my birthday, but I told you couldn't have it.
Well, you can always get another one. You know, I don't charge anything for them.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you
They're
for
free.
Talking to me.
You could say I want five of them. I'll stick five of them in there. No problem.
I might just scan it and just print her own copy so she can keep it
That's
in her bedroom.
Stealing.
Right?
I'll show you if you do that.
Okay, I won't.
All right, then. You're mad right now. All right.
Thanks for calling. I'm glad you got through.
Oh, yeah, thank you. And I just Seth, I'm glad your grandma's doing better.
Thank you.
You've been
too,
in my heart.
All right. Big load off my chest, I'll tell you. I'm so happy. It's a beautiful
all
day
right.
today.
All right, good night, sweetheart. Bye.
I know, you hear my dogs?
Oh,
okay.
yeah. Your dogs?
Yes.
And dogs.
I have Yorkies.
I have an Italian Greyhound and a Boston Terrier.
I would love those, but unfortunately I'm allergic to dogs and cats.
Me too!
You too?
Yeah.
Well, then how can you be around dogs that shed? Well, your Boston Terrier probably doesn't shed a lot, right?
I avoid them like the plague.
Oh, okay. That explains it.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can have the Yorkies or poodles or some other kind of dog because I'm not allergic to them. And it only happened once I got pregnant with my kids that I became allergic to cats and dogs. So I blame them.
Oh.
Wow. That's serious stuff right there. I mean,
it
you
is.
Were having a nice, light conversation, and you just, woo!
Yep, I blame them. That's it. Should have kicked them out when they were born.
Okay. Well, you know, my mom's blamed me for a lot of stuff. And it started when she was pregnant, so I'm not really sure
right?
what to do.
Right? Well, we got one last call, and then we're going to wrap up here. And I already know who this is. It's Dawn, or however she says it, Dawn, or something like that.
Okay.
Pam just does not say it properly. How are you, Seth?
I'm good. How's it going?
It's going great. I want you to know that you're like one of the coolest dudes on the planet, man.
No way. That's
definitely
true.
Well, I think it's awesome that you always make a point to tweet all your fans, and I think you're the only celebrity on Twitter that I think tweets everybody. Do you ever rest? I mean, you're always tweeting, man. How do you do it?
I cannot divulge my secrets. But I will tell you that I have kind of like an adaption, like, you know, like the I've grown an extra set of hands. They're on my elbows, and I wear so many long sleeve shirts nowadays. And I have to use two phones in order to get all the things done.
Well, whatever you're doing, that's the secret to that. So keep it up, because the fans absolutely love it. So
Thank you
get the Emmy for the best celebrity tweeter. How about that? That responds to your fans.
That would be my first Emmy. I would love it. I'll take any Emmy I can get these days.
Well, you know, there's plenty of celebs that tweet, but to respond to every single person that tweets you, that's pretty cool. So that's awesome.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I had a question for you. If you were not an actor, what would you have pursued? I mean, what kind of line of work would you have gone into if you had not pursued acting?
He would have went into celebrity stalking.
I'd be a poker dealer.
A poker dealer?
Mm-hmm. I noticed that the poker dealer is the only guy who ever walks away from the table without going broke.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and I love to play poker. I just love it. I really have put a lot of work and a lot of time into that game. So I love the atmosphere, you know, of the card room, and that'd probably be what I go with.
That's cool. Do you ever get involved in any of the celebrity poker challenges or anything like that?
Yeah, I've done a couple live celebrity events, nothing that's been televised. But, yes, I have in town. I've been in a couple of those.
Well, that's cool. Well, see, now.
At the Hustler Casino, they have invited me several times. And, you know, I just tell my wife that I'm out going to
looking for
shoe shopping or something. Yeah, yeah. I have to find a pair of new white Adidas. Another one? Yes, yes, another one. Leave me alone. It takes 7 hours, you know.
Well, you know, I think that's cool. At least, you know, hey, if you ever give up acting, you know you've got something to fall back on, right?
Right, right. No doubt.
That's
but
right.
I
always
give
got
up
plan
I don't know how.
Well, we don't want you to. Trust me. Yeah, we love you acting, so keep it up. And you can you can have your acting and your poker. You can have your cake and eat it too. How about that?
I think I shall.
Okay.
And I just got myself a brand new agent, and I'm just about to get. I have just found the most incredible photographer who's going to take some new headshots of me, and get back into auditioning. I haven't really auditioned this year at all. I've just been really slacking, resting on my laurels and enjoying my family time. And
that's a good thing.
Also, another one of my secrets on how I get so many tweets in.
Yeah.
But this agent is just too good, man. I can't slack anymore. So I'll be jumping back in really quick.
Well, I have one more question for you. We know you love poker, but are you a basketball, college basketball fan?
No, not at all. But I do love the Lakers.
Oh, okay.
Did any of those guys go to college?
I'm sorry?
Some of them went to college, not Kobe, though.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I would ask anyway, because the big tourney starts this coming Thursday, so I didn't know if you might follow that at all, but now we know.
Yeah, no, not unless they're wearing purple and gold.
Oh, well, all right. That's fine. Well, we'll let
Don't
you know. Thank you. Oh, no problem. I was just curious. So, well, thank you for taking my call, Pam.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
It was so nice speaking with you, Seth.
Yeah, and Dawn is
really
my other co-host
I have
sometimes.
I appreciate all the support. So wonderful. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Did you hear me, Seth? Dawn, or however she says it is.
She can't say it right.
How do you say it?
It's Dawn. D-A-W-N. But...
Oh,
I am from North Carolina, so everything I say, Pam puts that. She tries to put a southern twang to it. It just does not work when you live in the North.
I don't try, because I can't get it.
Oh, gosh, you don't try. This is not good.
What's up?
I know. She always harasses me about my accent, so I think she's secretly jealous. I really do.
That's what it is. That's exactly what it
probably
is.
Probably stalking you, too.
Yeah, I know.
Something like that.
Don't tell all my secrets.
I know, really. Well, it was nice talking with you, Steph. Thank you so much, guys, for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dawn.
Bye, guys.
Well, we're going to wrap up, but before we do, Miss Sabina wants to tell you something.
All right, Sabina, what's up?
I have to make this announcement for all those listening and all those going to listen for your letter writing campaign to get you back on TV, that they need to send letters to SethLove@Comcast.net, and so that we can get you back on any USA
channel, what the heck,
or The Walking Dead. Hey, I definitely
there you
want
go.
To get The Walking Dead. So, yeah, I will definitely look into my contacts that I have at DragonCon. We will be working on something to get you here to the Atlanta area in some form, fashion, or another.
I love it.
So,
well, one of the shows that keeps kicking me around is Grimm, so, you know, don't forget those guys.
Oh, Sean's show.
Well. They
love Grimm.
They cast both of those shows, and they mention my name a lot. So.
Awesome.
Well, Sean Hayes, if you're listening.
Because I'm so lazy, but I'm coming around now.
Good. Anything.
Well. I just wanted to say
actually,
it was great
booked for my next
you.
Job already in May, and I believe that shoots in Arizona, so that's not quite as close as you might like. But if you buy an extra long couch, maybe I'll sleep on it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be a long couch, all right.
No doubt.
But it,
well,
it,
thank you so much for taking the time
show.
To talk with us after the day, last couple days that you've had. We appreciate
yeah.
it.
Oh, I appreciate it. It turned out to be a really wonderful day. That's why I wanted to get on the phone today. I'm really grateful. Thank you so much for accommodating the schedule. I know it was a last-minute change, and I really appreciate you doing that for me.
Oh, that's okay. You just messed up my evening, but that's all right. No, I'm only kidding.
Oh, okay. So I owe you one then.
No, I told Sabina, I'm like such a stickler with plans. Like, I like to know when something's going to happen this time, that time, what, you know, where, what, however. And when I get thrown with something like this, it doesn't mean I can't do it. It just throws me off a bit. But I'm glad we can pull this all together, and I'm glad we got to do it tonight.
Well,
hey,
too.
I was
supposed to already. Fun.
You were what? I didn't hear you, Sabina.
No, I was
composed and all ready, had my questions all ready and everything. So
everything. She was ready to go. Mama, what's up? You have to be a little more loosey-loosey in the goosey. You know what I'm saying? You just can't be all rigid and just have, like, your day all set up. That's crazy. What if it says, don't walk, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then it goes right back to green instead of turning red? What do you do then? You just freak out? You just freak out? You get out of your car? You run around in circles?
I sure do.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's why I have co-hosts that are loosey-goosies.
Mm-hmm. Hey, don't knock the loosey-goosey. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, Seth, you are fantastic and hilarious as usual. Love it.
Yes,
well,
and everybody
so
wants his. Everybody that wants his book will buy it off iTunes or from Amazon. I put the link in the chat room, but people, of course, that are listening can't see the link. So just type Seth Peterson in the Amazon book area, and you'll pull
right,
it off.
Right, yeah, no, I just, you know, as far as that goes, I just want to say one thing. I'm really proud of the book. It encapsulates, I think, the best of the poetry that I've written up to date. You know, a lot of this stuff is just all over the board as far as, I mean, I think I have 5 or 6 different books that I pulled my poetry from for that, and I priced it as low as I could possibly get it. It's $4 if you want to get the version that is the downloadable version, and, you know, I think the rest of the markup is all them. It's like $12 for the actual hard, it's not hard, but the soft copy version.
Right.
And I price it that way just because, you know, I wanted to share it. I just wanted people to read it, and it wasn't that I really didn't expect to try to make any kind of profit from it. So I do appreciate you spreading that on. That's very, very sweet of you.
Oh, you're welcome. And if you go on Amazon and you click on the little book, it actually not only shows you the front and back cover, but it shows you first couple pages with a couple of the poems. I thought that's pretty neat. I just noticed that.
Oh, yeah, and I just noticed that it was a top 20 seller over there.
Oh, there you go.
So
there you
I
go. Congratulations on that. That's big.
Thank you very much, yeah.
Because, you know, Amazon sells a lot of books, so to be in the top 20.
That. Yeah, sell a lot of other stuff, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I'm on there too often.
Okay, don't get too personal on that, girl.
Well, I was searching for pictures of you, a la
Sure
course.
You were. I don't have any of those kind of pictures, ladies.
Well, thank you for joining us. We'd love to have you back in the future when your new agent gets you a bazillion jobs or one really good one. How's that?
No doubt. I'll be back.
Okay, great. And God bless you and your family and your grandmother. You'll always be in our prayers.
Well, I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
You too.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Wow, he was fantastic.
Yeah, well, I knew he would be. I knew my face would hurt from laughing, and it does.
No. Yeah, I'm going to have to pry it down.
I know. You'll be talking about it for days, I know it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And anybody that missed this podcast is going to be sorry. But thankfully, they are on podcasts and they can listen to them at other times. You know, download it through iTunes or go on take2radio.com and the podcast will be on there. Go on Blog Talk and you can get it that way. You know, there's a lot of different ways you can listen to this, even if you want to listen to it again. But tomorrow, March 20th, Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I hope you join us again. We have with us a special guest, Jay Harrington. He's best known for his role on Better Off Ted. He played the main character, Ted Crisp. And most recently, he's been on, TV Land's Hot in Cleveland. I was only kidding there. I knew this for a fact because I watched it. He plays Valerie Bertinelli's boyfriend. So that's pretty cool in Hot in Cleveland. But he's also been Special Agent Paul Ryan on The Inside. Peter Coyote and Rachel Nichols were in it. What else? He was in Coupling. He was in The Division, The Shield, Time of Your Life, Private Practice. And hello, Burn Notice. How do you like them apples? Yep.
Yeah.
kind of goes with the theme we had tonight, huh?
Apparently. And then, and last night, too. I mean.
Yes, last night, too, with Zach Sale. He was on Burn Notice as well. So maybe, I don't know, I'm going to have to check out my other guests and see if they've been on there, too. Isn't that funny? I didn't even think about it until just now. So join us again, 8 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow, same place. Give us a call, 1-718-506-1540, if you'd like to speak with Jay Harrington. Thank you, Savina, for joining me tonight. Thank you to all of our callers and all of those people in the chat room. Thank you for all the tweets and the questions. We really appreciate it. Everybody have a wonderful night. And you have any closing remarks, Savina?
Thank you, everybody listening, and thank you to Seth. He was fantastic, as always. And everybody have a good evening.
Yes, because without him and the listeners, we wouldn't have even had a show tonight, now would we?
Nope. He came through for us. I told you I was ready for a reason.
Yeah, I know, right? For once, and it was vice versa.
Uh-huh.
So that was a good thing, though. He's a talker. Yep. He's a lot of fun to talk about, and you can say anything to him, and he'll say anything to you. So always be prepared when you have stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So good night, everybody. Take care. We'll be back again tomorrow. Good night, Sabina.
Good night, Pam.
Tonight's show has been brought to you by One Taste of Main Street Cake Shop. Baked from scratch, custom-made cakes and cupcakes, and you'll be hooked. Every cake is made to order with only the finest and freshest ingredients. This is no ordinary bakery. Cakes are never pre-made. Main Street Cake Shop is in demand, having provided cakes and cupcakes for numerous prestigious events, bridal fairs, and venues. Owned and operated by April Murray, she has garnered many awards for not only her exquisite cake designs, but also for their incredible taste. If you're looking for a cake for any occasion, or cupcakes in a variety of flavors, then Main Street Cake Shop is the place. Visit them on the web at mainstreetcakeshop.com. Thanks for listening to tonight's show. You can connect with Take Two Radio on Twitter at Take Two Radio and at Dawn Take Two Radio. You can also look us up on Facebook at Take Two Radio. Check out our website at taketworadio.com and follow us on Blog Talk so you can stay up to the minute of each episode as we add it. Each episode is always available for download immediately following each broadcast, and you can also download every podcast on iTunes. Thank you for joining us.